You're listening to Dakota Country KOKK in Huron.
With the Saturday morning scoreboard, I'm Jeff Duffy on Dakota Sports KOKK. State event started last night. State Cheer and Dance Class A out in Rapid City. Dakota Valley Dance and Sioux Valley Cheer again win state titles. Those two schools have dominated. Dakota Valley winning their 15th straight dance championship, 291.75, well ahead of runner-up Gregory at 232. Dakota Valley won the Jazz and Palm divisions in the process. Gregory, as I said, 232. Third, Platte Geddes, Andy Central Dakota Christian, 229.5. They place first in hip-hop. In cheer, Sioux Valley won their 18th straight title at 267. Woolsey Wessington finishes runner-up at 250.5. Parkston third at 249.5. Iroquois Lake Preston placed 12th at 194.5. Dakota Valley won the large squad championship. Woolsey Wessington the small squad. Volleyball last night, Miller defeated Ethan 25-16, 18-18. Hitchcock Tulare a sweep of Sully Buttes 25-8, 11-12. Bridgewater Emery defeated Sanborn Central Woonsocket 25-23, 22-19. Highmore Herald went 5 to defeat Stanley County 23-25, 25-11, 23-25, 25-21, 15-12. Kimball White Lake swept Wessington Springs 25-22, 23-23. Groton the sweep of Redfield 25-22, 13-18. Double-A Roosevelt upset Jefferson in 3, 25-18, 20-16. Mitchell defeated Thierry straight sets 25-21, 25-21, 26-24. O'Gorman the sweep of Pier 25-20, 25-18, 25-9. Double-A schools, many were participating in the East-West Invite, and looks like they played all over the place. A couple of sites on along I-29 and a couple of sites out west as well. Brandon Valley picked up a pair of wins, defeating Sturgis and Douglas in two sets. Harrisburg defeated Sturgis in two. Spearfish defeated Brookings and Yankton in two. Rapid City Central defeated Brookings in three and Yankton in two. Stevens defeated Yankton in two. And Watertown picked up three wins, defeating Rapid City Stevens, Spearfish, and Rapid City Central, all in two sets last night. Schedule for today, a couple of state events out in Rapid City. State cross country today will be at Hart Ranch in Rapid City. We'll start with the girls divisions, BA, then AA, starting at 1 o'clock Central. Then at about 2:30 Central, Class B boys, then A and AA with awards to wrap things up for the day. Should be good weather out there. I think the last two times they've had cross country out in Rapid City, they've had snow on the ground. Also on the schedule for today, the wrap-up of State Cheer and Dance with AA squads performing this afternoon out in Rapid City. State High School football playoffs will continue next Thursday for all seven divisions as we have quarterfinals for all seven. Huron Tigers have the number seven seed in AA. They're 4-5. They will visit two seed Watertown. Watertown's at 7-2. Still have not heard a kickoff time for Huron at Watertown for Thursday, but we'll have the game on the air on Tiger. In Class 9A, Woolsey Wessington, the 4 seed, will host number 12 seed Dupree. And that game is a 6 o'clock kickoff and will be on the air 5:30 with the pregame next Thursday on KOKK. One other area team still alive in the football playoffs, Woonsocket, Wessington Springs, Sanborn Central. In Class 11B, number 10 seed will visit number 2 seed Winner. Winner is undefeated. The teams did play during the regular season. That's the rundown of area high school football playoffs for next week. Huron Hockey Association is hosting their annual Try Hockey for Free event next Saturday. That's November 2nd, 1 till 3 at Bergman. The event is designed to provide kids ages 4 to 9 the opportunity to try hockey in a fun and safe environment with a trained coaching staff. No experience necessary. There will be plenty of assistance on hand to assure your child has the best experience and answer any questions you may have. Participants will also receive a free hockey jersey. You can register by clicking on the Come Skate With Us link on their website, HeronAllStars.org, or go on to the Huron All-Stars Facebook page. And any questions, go to Huron Hockey's email, redandblackhockey@gmail.com. Coming up today on Dakota Sports Saturday, we will get our monthly update from the Nordby Center for Recreation and Executive Director Joey Mitchell. We'll talk state cross country with James Valley Christian coach Tom Brantner and Huron High coach Angie Thomas. And also we'll hear from Huron Tiger football coach Drew Strand on the Tigers' loss on Thursday and as they get set for the playoffs next Thursday in Watertown. That's our Dakota Sports Saturday show coming up at about 7 minutes after 8 o'clock this morning. With the Saturday morning scoreboard, I'm Jeff Duffy on Dakota Sports KOKK.
Just imagine the body weight you always wanted, better health, being stronger, having more energy, an overall feeling of well-being. The first step is the Nordby Center for Recreation. Tour the facility, pick up a schedule of activities, and find out information on the membership that best fits your needs. Wellness, health, weight control, strength, and boosted metabolism. They can all be achieved at the Nordby Center. Join one of Huron's best-kept secrets, the Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
We're back on Dakota Sports Saturday. It's our monthly update from the Nordby Center for Recreation. We're joined by Executive Director Joey Mitchell as getting to the month of November here coming up. And Joey, before we talk about the activities, you're really starting to get busy there with a lot of different things. There's been a lot of updates to the building and more than one spot, the way it sounds.
No, you're exactly right, Jeff. It is getting busier around here. The weather cooling off, people are coming inside more. But yes, we're excited about our updates. We started a racquetball court remodel. It was a while ago, but it's pretty much on its finishing stages. The lower level is finished, so now we now have a multi-purpose room, which we were able to host birthday parties, little meetings, gatherings, just different things. The birthday parties especially have been being used in this room and with outlets and different things. It's played nice with having a new addition to actually kind of fit those needs. Also then, on the other half of that remodel is the upper half. And with that, it's going to be a new fitness, strength, little conditioning, cardio area, kind of a new aerobics area, I guess. But that has to just get the flooring installed, and then that also will be completed. So we're excited about both of those. And with that, you know, we have to order some new equipment and get those filled up, but we have that stuff partially on the way. So excited about some new things being added, the new additions. Just excited about everything really coming up this winter.
And as we said right at the beginning there, getting colder, more indoor activity, and especially with the youth now, I think is starting to get where you're going to have a big couple-month run here for youth basketball.
Yes, you're exactly right. Youth, and with the middle school seasons playing basketball, you know, halfway till Christmas and then splitting it after January, we've tried to tailor some programs involving those 7th and 8th grade boys. So we have basketball camp right now. We're offering it from pre-K, pre-K through fourth grade is one of our camps, and we have a camp from fifth grade through eighth grade. And those are for both boys and girls. But again, we're tailoring towards that split in the season a little bit. And then with that also, we are offering a fall 3-on-3 league, and that actually will start this coming Sunday. And it'll be just showing up, and we'll split you up, the staff here will, and you'll just play 3-on-3, and we'll split up teams, split up who you're playing, how you're playing, add little rules, game scenarios, just little different fun things. Allowing kids to work on their individual skills while still playing in a game setting. And that'll be on Sundays. And then just looking forward, we have our winter 5-on-5 league, which will also be on Sundays, but that will start in January.
You know, we talked a lot about basketball, but there's also other activities of our kids. And, well, bottom line is we just want to keep the kids, no matter what the age, busy.
No, you're exactly right. There's tons of things going on. We play host to the Huron swim team also. So they're in here after school practicing for 2 hours every day after school. We have swimming lessons on Saturdays. There'll be a new registration for those coming out in January. So, yes, the place is always busy. There is a basketball tournament we have scheduled for the end of November. From third or fourth grade through eighth grade, if you have a team and want to play, it's local. So that's an option too. But again, as you mentioned, it's pretty much always busy. And as the weather changes and gets colder, it gets busier.
You know, and from the adult side of thing, kind of the same thing, kind of gravitating indoors. I know you're always busy with pickleball, but I imagine now with the colder weather, those courts are getting even busier.
Yeah, you're exactly right. We have four courts on our west side of the gym and home courts there. Four courts are marked off from north to south. And, yes, I mean, over lunch break now from 12 to 1:30, even 2 o'clock, you know, there's 10 to 12, 14 players here easily now, pretty much every day, Monday through Friday. There's open play on Friday evenings after 5:30. There's groups that come and play on Tuesdays and Thursday mornings. There's groups that come and play on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, mid-mornings. So there's different times. Just stop out or give us a call and we can help you out or direct you in the right direction.
And, of course, just the regular, I know you have the spin classes, aerobics, all that too. There's something high-impact, low-impact, something that's going to work for any body type and any physical condition.
No, you're exactly right. We have something for everyone. Young to old, and yeah, any physical condition, the pool's an option. We have machines upstairs, assisted machines. Again, we just have something for everyone.
And for more information, you always stop by, call, and of course, online, your website and Facebook page, all the information would be there as well.
Yep, exactly right. Any questions? Just stop by, give us a call. Our Facebook, our website are usually updated daily, so check those out.
Joey Mitchell, Executive Director of the Norby Center for Recreation, monthly update with more indoors activities starting to pop up. They got something for everyone. Again, give them a call or look at their Facebook page or their website, norbycenter.org. State cross country this weekend. We'll talk with a few area coaches coming up next on Dakota Sports.
Just imagine the body weight you always wanted, better health, being stronger, having more energy, and overall feeling of well-being. The first step is the Nordby Center for Recreation. Tour the facility, pick up a schedule of activities, and find out information on the membership that best fits your needs. Wellness, health, weight control, strength, and boosted metabolism. They can all be achieved at the Nordby Center. Join one of Huron's best-kept secrets, the Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
First up here on Dakota Sports Saturday, we preview state cross country with James Valley Christian coach Tom Brettner. The Viking girls and boys both look to finish strong this season at the B meet, along with everybody else out in Rapid City at Hart Ranch. And coach, just kind of give your thoughts of the season. Seems like as far as a team goes, both boys and girls, you've always been in the top two or top three, one, some two, and you always get a lot of top 10 finishes. It's a good, solid veteran crew that you have back this year.
Yeah, it's been a fun season. It's been a long time since we've had success on both the boys and girls sides at the same time. And so that's been an interesting mix. And, you know, we have a lot of runners that have run with us for the last several years. And so it's fun to watch them improve from one season to the next. We don't have a lot of state meet experience from some of our runners, but we've run in some big meets this season, and we think that'll give them enough experience that they'll do well enough on Saturday.
Well, let's go down the roster. First off, tell us who's running for the girls.
So our top runner for most of the season has been Hadassah Olson, and she's got our most state experience. She's been in three state meets. She's been top 25 the last two seasons. She was 16th and then 7th last year. We expect her to do a lot to lead that team. Daryl Franson, this is her first year on the team, but has been right on Hadassah's tail just about every meet, a few seconds behind, sometimes been in front of her. I love when they go back and forth like that. That friendly competition on the team, I think, makes everybody better. Andy's been our third runner, Andy Franson, through most of the season. We look for her to be able to be top 25 as well. And then Micaiah Brantner, she's been our fourth runner, been a tie break for us in one meet this year. And so we've talked about with the team places and the point totals that fourth runner could really come into play. And then Rylan Whiff will be our fifth runner on the team on the girls' side. So Dax and Caden have gone back and forth all season. Dax Franson, Caden Ober, that friendly competition, again, just love having that. Tane Herman has been consistently our third runner for most of the season. Then we've got two young guys on the team, Levi Crandall, an eighth grader, and Gideon Waldner is a freshman, and both of them have just been, like, there's just been a lot of consistency out of our boys this year.
Now, state is out in Rapid. We were talking about that before we started, and the last two times it's been out at Hart Ranch, there's been snow. I don't think we have to worry about that this year, but on the other hand, might have to deal with the heat a little bit, but that's one thing about this fall. It's been warm all fall, so the kids shouldn't be really facing anything they haven't faced already.
Yeah, one of the things we've talked about this week with our athletes is making sure to stay hydrated, but also thinking about over-flushing your system and just replenishing that with some Gatorade every other day to get some sodium back in. But it does seem like every race we've had this fall has been in the 80 degrees or really windy. Then you'd have the next day where it might drop down into the 60s, and so we're running an easy practice in beautiful weather when the day before we had a tough meet. So we do expect if the conditions are windy, we're ready for that. If they're a little bit warm, certainly ready for that. But it probably won't affect anybody in the state, since I feel like just about everybody's running those types of conditions all fall.
Well, you mentioned the wind, and you certainly got all your share of that and more at the region meet up in Webster. Just brutal winds that day. But again, the kids pretty much, you know, kind of placed where you thought they would the way it looked.
Yeah, region 1B, especially on the girls' side, has been really a strong region, I think, for the last several years. Our girls finished fourth last year and then ended up fifth at state as a team. And so going in this year, we knew with Northwestern and Ipswich and Warner and us that, again, those top four could fall in any single order. And, you know, it didn't disappoint. We were 1 point ahead of Northwestern and 2 points ahead of Ipswich and probably 5 or 6 points ahead of Warner. And so it was a tight race, but the girls really finished exactly where we thought they would and, you know, pulled off that close meet on the boys' side.
Esteline and Frederick, again, really good teams. So going in, I think we were actually probably seeded third on athletic.net, but Tane Herman, I would give credit to especially. He, over the last half mile, probably picked up six places, and so we were 2 points ahead of Esteline, and I think really that made the difference in the team scoring.
Again, talking with Tom Brantner, head cross-country coach, James Valley Christian, getting set with all cross-country teams across the state for today at Hart Ranch in Rapid City for the state cross-country meet. And, well, as we mentioned before, the last two times I've been out in Rapids been snow, so obviously that added to whatever else the kids had to go through now. But with a normal-type day, we assume here, what type of course is Hart Ranch?
Hart Ranch is, it's really not our favorite course. I don't know that there's anyone in the state that really likes it, because you run across the campground, so there's some gravel that you run across. You run around a baseball diamond that's in the corner over there, and so a lot of uneven ground, not a lot of hills. It's a pretty flat course overall, and so there's a lot to overcome. We came out on Thursday just to make sure that we had a chance to really run the course and see the course and just kind of be aware of all those different things that come into play on a state meet course. So,
and just look at the grand scheme of things. First things first, you feel this is a group of kids that can actually, you know, make a run, starting on the girls' side, you know, that top five, I think, is reasonably within grasp, and being at the top of the podium also within grasp, but everybody's really got to maybe get that extra step in.
Yeah, we've talked a lot this week about how close the scoring can be at state meets and how really a hundredth of a second can make the difference between first and second place or third and fourth place, and so making sure we finish the run, it's nice to have athletic.net and see everybody's best times, but we've told the kids all week long, don't just look at the times, but look at the names of some of these athletes, because, you know, we've run with some of these kids, and although they've had faster times, maybe some of our runners have been ahead of them at most meets they've run against, but maybe they ran on an easier course or a better windy or less windy day, or something came into that best time. So we do think Hadassah and Daryl can be a top five, at least top 10. Andy Franson, we believe, can be in the top 20. We think Micaiah can get us into the top 50, closer to 40. And so 1, 2, 3, and we expect the fourth runner is going to come into play for one of the teams, at least in one of the standings. And so on the boys' side, same thing with Caden and Dax. Probably not ranked as high going in, but we know both of them can certainly be in the top 25, and the closer they get to the top 15, the better team score we're going to get. Tane Herman could get close to top 25. We'd love to see him as a senior. He's worked so hard this year, get into that place. And then our fourth runner over the last couple meets has been a young eighth grader, Levi Crandall, who a couple weeks ago had to sit down with the kids and tell them we've got six runners and five spots until somebody's got to earn it. And really, he has been in that fourth spot pushing Tane in third for these last four meets of the season and has really come on strong for us. So we kind of like the consistency of this group. We've seen it all year, and we really expect that they'll do well in the meet today too.
And as far as the team goes, for the girls, you figure James Valley is going to be in the mix, and a lot of the teams you already mentioned from the region, because Region 1B is so strong, plus Kimball White Lake. As far as the boys goes, there's two teams that are going to be really hard to get ahead of, but then after that, beginning with the number three team, you know, there's going to be a lot of teams in the mix there.
Yeah, certainly we think on the girls' side, Kimball White Lake is the team to beat. The four teams in our region, we expect to do well at the state meet as well. They've been top teams all season long. Potter County, you never want to count them out. They've been very successful the last couple of years. Maybe not as strong this year, but have come on strong here toward the end of the season. And anytime it's in Rapid City, we expect one of those West teams that a lot of us don't get to see. They usually end up performing well, and so we expect someone that maybe is on the outside looking in to be to have a great race and push their way in there. On the boys' side, Mitchell Christian and Phillip have been maybe other level. We had a chance to run against Mitchell Christian at one meet this year, and yeah, they're fast. They've got some really talented boys, some young boys on that team. It's going to be a great race, probably between Phillip and Mitchell Christian. Fun to watch, but I'll probably be busy coaching from third place on. It's pretty wide open. North Central's one of the good teams. Frederick is in there. Esteline is in there out of our region as well. Lemon maybe will come on strong. And so there's quite a few teams that really bunch up from third place probably down to eighth place. And I don't know, it just whoever has the best day is going to walk away with the hardware, I guess.
We'll wrap it up with this. You always say it's a long season, but yet when the season gets over, the season goes fast. As much as anything, just watching the results from your teams so far this year, the kids have been remarkably consistent, you know, and hopefully that carries over today.
Yeah, absolutely. A great bunch of kids. Character is one thing that we strive to push, and I think a lot of that, just their work ethic day after day, we don't have a lot of discipline issues or problems in the classroom or out of the classroom. And so I think that ties over into that level of consistency that we've seen this year. And so, you know, it does seem like it's a long season once you get started, but we're always looking back at this point in the season and thinking, man, that really went quick. And so we love this group of kids and want to see them do well today. And so hopefully they'll be as consistent today as they've been all season long.
Tom Brantner, cross-country coach, James Valley Christian, getting set to run in the state meet out in Rapid City today. We'll preview here on Tiger Cross Country next on Dakota Sports.
Just imagine the body weight you always wanted, better health, being stronger, having more energy, and overall feeling of well-being. The first step is the Nordby Center for Recreation. Tour the facility, pick up a schedule of activities, and find out information on the membership that best fits your needs. Wellness, health, weight control, strength, and boosted metabolism. They can all be achieved at the Nordby Center. Join one of Huron's best-kept secrets, the Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron.
Your headquarters for sports is Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Continue on Dakota Sports Saturday as we just talked state cross country with James Valley Christian. Now we talk here on Tiger cross country with head coach Angie Thomas. Tigers getting set to run with AA out in Rapid City today. And coach, as I told Coach Brantner, you start there in middle of August, start meets there at the end of August. Think, boy, what a long season. But all of a sudden you get here to this weekend, season wrapping up, and all of a sudden, hey, it kind of went by quick.
It really did. We were just talking about it throughout the week. You blink and your season is over. You know, all the hype, we work up to our conference meet. You know, then we have that week to prepare where we have our Roger Lecker meet, and then I'm down to, you know, your last 5 to 7 athletes per team, and yeah, here we are.
Well, you mentioned Roger Lecker, and well, he had a couple of things to deal with there. Obviously, wind going about 200 miles an hour. And I assume you kind of got a little bit of that wildfire smoke from down by Woonsocket there as well.
We did, and we didn't know anything about it. And they started the girls' race. And I usually run, I'm on the back stretch more so running. And, boy, by the time that girls' race was over, my lungs were kind of burning. And now I know I'm out of shape, but I go, man, my lungs are burning, my eyes kind of were, and I looked around and saw the haze, and yeah, during the varsity races, it was not good, and honestly, that was probably the first time that the middle school, who ran last, probably had the best part of the night.
And as far as the results go there, you know, it's a tune-up more than anything for AA schools that want to come because don't have to go through regions like Class A and Class B does. But it's always been a nice little meet there at the end of the season, and we do get a majority, not all, but a majority of the ESD.
Yeah, we had a good group there. I know I talked to Coach Murley from Aberdeen, and he didn't bring his top boys. They did a workout at home, but other than that, yeah, we had a good turnout, and I know coaches like it because our JV runs same distance as our varsity. So they're able to compare kids' times without, you know, having to bring them up to the varsity level. So, yeah, it's a nice meet for everyone to have right before the week before state and see where we're at heading into state.
Let's talk state. First off, going to Hart Ranch, but I guess, yeah, before we talk about state, let's just talk about the roster here. Girls, then boys, who's going to be running at state?
For my girls, I have Josie Bleeger, Nora Pester, Lily Swanson, Lily Meyer, and Hannah Schoenfelder. And then for my boys, TJ Lean, Tegan Lean, James Weir, Alec Pester, and Angelo Medina.
And as far as Hart Ranch goes, and Coach Brantner was just talking about this too, not everybody's favorite course out there, but at least it does not appear it's going to be snowing like the last two times state has been held out at Hart Ranch in Rapid.
Yeah, we'll take the weather, that's for sure. And, you know, I'm sad that the golf courses don't let us run out here, and running through a campground is definitely not an ideal situation. You know, a few of my kids have ran this course before, but it was covered in snow the last time that TJ and Josie ran in it. So, and Hannah, I believe Hannah was in out here as well. But yeah, it is not a fun course to run on. Not my favorite, but at least we're able to have a state meet and can't complain about it.
Go to the girls' side first, and I know we've talked about this a couple of different times here in recent weeks. As far as our girls go, it's almost like we just need to believe in ourselves a little more, and and really put forth the maximum effort there, because you just kind of feel, you know, we haven't been going as hard as what we could be.
No, we really haven't, and you know, hopefully today that changes. I mean, this is it. This is the last race. You know, there's no holding back. You know, the girls put in, well, both girls and boys, but, you know, the girls have put in the time. They put in the distances. They work hard in practice. And, you know, I guess I'm not doing a very good job of getting through to them when it comes to a meet, because I, you know, to get them motivated and leave everything out there. I mean, I want them so tired at the end of the race that they are collapsing because they gave it everything they had. So hopefully we had a good day to warm up out here yesterday, and now they just get after it this afternoon.
Now on the boys' side, I got a nice core there, and you know, and I know when we were talking about ESD, especially on the boys, but the girls as well, there's just a lot of good runners this year across AA.
There really are. And, you know, we had good times. We ran a great, you know, two races at ESD. I think TJ Lean, that was probably one of the smartest races that he has ran. I really couldn't have asked for much more than that. So, but you're right. I mean, these times that the athletes are running are amazing to me. But, you know, if you talk to their coaches or talk to them, they're putting in the miles over the summer throughout the year. I mean, we're talking college level work that they're putting in. And I guess until, you know, my athletes start doing that, we're going to be where we're going to be. So I need to change that culture. And, you know, that's a job that I need to step up and do. And we just need to put in more work and more hours of running in.
And as far as girls and boys go, from a team standpoint, who are some of the contenders this year?
Well, on the boys' side, Sioux Falls Lincoln and Aberdeen, Brookings and Brandon Valley are looking to be kind of the top four if they can run their best time. I will say it's fun to see three ESD schools up there in the top five. So Lincoln, I think they're going to be tough to beat, honestly, because they just have their top five guys are all in the top. They're in the top 10, or the top four guys are in the top 10. So they're going to be tough to beat. But then between Aberdeen Central, Brookings, Brandon Valley, I mean, that could be just whoever comes out and runs the best race today. But it's nice to see those ESD schools up there, and it goes to show, you know, like we were talking about, our ESD is strong with runners, so that's great to see. On the girls' side, Harrisburg, I mean, it'll be tough between, honestly, Harrisburg and Brandon Valley, but Harrisburg has five girls in the top 20. Brandon Valley has all five of their girls in the top 20. So, I mean, it'll be a battle, I think, between Harrisburg and Brandon Valley. And then you have Sioux Falls Lincoln and T area, and then Pierre maybe top five. So definitely a good field. You know, I don't want to count any of my runners out yet because, you know, we're competitors too. So hopefully they get out there and run their best race today and have fun and run fast.
Can talk with Angie Thomas, head cross country coach for the Huron Tigers, wrapping up the season today at the state meet out in Rapid City. All three classes, girls and boys, will be out there. And always when you get to that final event of the season, whenever it is, you know you're always going to say goodbye to a few seniors. And looking at the list this year, have one girl, three boys that will be running for the last time. So just talk a little about your four seniors. All four of these kids have put in a lot of time for the program.
They've been with me since their sixth grade year. They've attended summer running. I mean, they've definitely put in the time. They've been great leaders to have on the team, and I mean, I just can't say enough about this group of seniors. They're supportive to each other. You know, sometimes you have, when you're a senior and you have an underclassman that's running better than you. In the past, I've had them not so, you know, friendly, I guess, or not so supportive of the other runners. But in this case, that is not how it is. I mean, they support each other. They want everyone to do good. And, you know, I'm going to miss some, that's for sure. They're, you know, we have TJ Lean, who's been coming to state meets since his seventh grade year. He will be a team leader that will definitely be missed next year. Alec Pester, this is his first state meet that he's participated in. He was an alternate last year, but Alec has stuck with the program and turned in some good times this year. And then Angelo Medina ran at state last year, and this is his second time competing at state. So they'll be definitely missed. I mean, they're great kids. We have a lot of fun, that's for sure. And then Hannah Schoenfelder, she's competed in a couple state meets now. I think her first one may have been seventh or eighth grade year that she competed, and then her freshman and sophomore year she didn't, but she's back running some good times. So just great leaders on the team and just great humans. And, you know, that's what we love to coach. You know, as a coach, we love kids that are just great humans. They're kind, they have a good heart, they want to have fun, and they're good leaders.
Angie Thomas, head coach here on Tiger Cross Country, getting set for the finale of the season out in Rapid City today, Hart Ranch, for the state cross country meet. This is Dakota Sports on KOKK.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
Dakota Sports is committed to excellence in sports broadcasting.
Continue wrap things up here on Dakota Sports Saturday, talking with Huron Tiger football coach Drew Strand. The Tigers finished out the regular season Thursday night, a 40-14 loss to Brookings.
4-5, as I said, on the season, earned the 7th seed, actually moved up a spot in the seeding with the loss, and will head to Watertown next Thursday in the first round of the AA playoffs. We'll get to that coming up. First off, you know, Brookings came in, they had a game plan, and it was almost like two different game plans. First half, ball control. Second half, we'll do some big strikes, and they just kept us guessing all night.
Yep, I mean, they came out, they executed their game plan really well, and, you know, unfortunately, we just couldn't get our defense off the field. There was some big third down plays that they had to just continue their drives offensively that they continued to have going for them in that game. And offensively, we just took us a while to get going, and then we'd get going, and then all of a sudden we'd drop passes or something or not execute a play or things that kind of stalled us out. So, you know, I thought there was times, though, where throughout the game we were definitely in the game and it was a ball game. You know, I know we went down early 14-0, and then we came back 7-14 and we're back in the game, and then 26-14, and we're still in the games and we have our moments, and then all of a sudden we kind of just lost the execution or lost our discipline, and they came up with big plays to continue their drives and find ways to get to the end zone.
And it just seemed like in some ways we just maybe didn't have quite the focus we'd had the last 4 weeks before that, because we had been playing so well. And, you know, just a few missed assignments, not enough guys on the field one or two times, you know, that sort of thing. You mentioned the drop passes, too. You know, just those little things. We just weren't completely on, it felt like.
Yep. I mean, you know, our guys have been playing really great so far. And then, you know, we're allowed to, I guess, kind of have these games, but it's just at the wrong times. You know, we can't be having them now. As we've told these guys, even the young guys coming in, you know, you're no longer a young guy. You've got a full season in, you know, so we can't be making those kind of mistakes and hurting ourselves. You know, we got to go out there and we got to play perfect to our execution-wise and our effort, you know, and I thought, you know, we kind of did a poor job of that. So we just got to continue to rebound off of that, and I know it was tough. And we'll give it to those guys. I mean, they did a fantastic job from Brookings, and our guys, I thought, did pretty well for the most part. You know, just our own discipline and having different guys in there. I know we had a few guys banged up, so that kind of hurts, and the younger guys having to fill in some big shoes that aren't used to the live reps and definitely undersized at areas. So, you know, I thought they did a fantastic job. Anytime, you know, I thought that we did have a mess up, you know, those young guys and those guys had three plays, you know, before that mess up that they did perfectly right, and they did their execution. So just got to fix those hiccups that we have here and there.
You know, we did have three starters out, too, that went in the equation. You know, you get, especially on the line, you get one guy go out with us, especially, it's kind of a domino effect. So, you know, we had some guys in different spots, both on the O-line and the D-line. Gave a freshman some time there at the nose. I thought he held his own as well, Noah Owen. So, you know, there were adjustments to make there as well.
Yep, I mean, there was big adjustments for our guys, you know, and Charlie's kind of the leader of our O-line, so with him being out, that kind of hurts. But I thought those guys, you know, did a fantastic job of picking that up and picking up the slack and really getting after it. Just more of a mental breakdown more than anything, just not having Charlie there to kind of push them and keep them in line. So, you know, definitely things that we can work on and fix and go into this next week in the postseason, you know, here and just kind of really get after it.
You know, and, you know, the fact that we lose but still move up one spot from 8-7 shows, you know, we had played a solid schedule. And, you know, with Brookings coming in, they had a good record as well. And, you know, that just kind of shows, you know, we didn't duck anybody this year.
Yep, nope, I know. We left a couple out there, you know, I thought that we could have had this year during the regular season. But, you know, unfortunately, it kind of slipped away from us, and we're definitely a younger team. So super impressed with how these guys came out all season long and just continued to find the goal of improving each week. And I thought we did that for the most part here, and just continue to follow that into the postseason really now, and just no longer improving to be perfect. We have to be perfect, you know, and we have to go out there and execute and give it our all, and, you know, just kind of go play no matter who's across the ball from us. We just got to continue to get back up and keep fighting and play every play on both sides of the ball.
So we are in the playoffs. We're the 7th seed. We'll travel to number 2 seed Watertown, a novelty for sure. In 11AA, you get to a playoff game and you haven't played each other. There's a few matchups out there that could potentially happen, and here on Watertown are one of them. Bottom line is, you know, Watertown has had a nice year considering they graduate a lot from last year, and especially that good running back they had the last couple of years. And boy, they came out, they were top ranked for a lot of the season, and, you know, that sounds like they're very big on the line. I know you don't have a complete scouting report yet, but hey, we're in the tournament. That's all we can really ask.
Yep, I mean, it's always nice going against somebody that you haven't played, just because they haven't seen what you do and kind of things like that. So, you know, that'll kind of give our guys a little bit more of an edge of not being able to see them. But they're definitely going to be big up front, and our guys just got to continue to fight. You know, Aberdeen was big up front too, and we've played teams that were bigger than us, you know, almost every team in our class, you know, with our younger guys going against them. So, you know, our guys got a lot of fight, and we just got to go after that. I know they definitely have one of their linemen, you know, I know he's a 2-3-sport athlete. That's pretty big there, and we just got to find ways to get around him and move him and hopefully wear him out. I know he plays both ways. And then they got a decent running back there, too. Their quarterback's pretty good. They got a pretty good, all well-rounded team. I know they have a lot of seniors on their line, so definitely a little more experience than what our guys come into. But teams that size, you know, it always seems like they recover and their seniors are always the next guys up. So, you know, unfortunately, you know, our guys are younger guys playing a whole season, but not all of their seniors, you know, got as many reps as our sophomores at times, you know, just because of how big they are and how many numbers they have. So, you know, definitely going in as the underdog, but our guys are just going to go out there and fight till that whistle blows at the end of the game.
And the other novelty with the two going to Watertown will just be our second game this year playing on grass and our first game in about a year and a half playing on dirt, because they're still at the baseball stadium. This will be whenever they wrap up their home schedule, that'll be it for them playing at that baseball stadium. So, again, that's a little different type of situation for us as well.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be a little bit different, but, you know, our guys kind of overcome those things and overcome the situations that we're in. So just continue to go out there and fight. Maybe it'll give our guys a little bit more of a excitement for the game going in, something new, something different, you know. So our guys kind of got, you know, we're really going into the playoffs here with a new fresh start against a team that we haven't seen, so we're looking forward to it, and, you know, just going out there and giving it everything we got to compete, and hopefully we're still going the week after that.
You know, as you look at the field as a whole, Yankton 1, Watertown 2, Brookings 3, really, I can't really argue with any of those. That just sounds right when we look back at the last 9 games for everybody.
Yep, I mean, the way it kind of shaked out is kind of, you know, how it should have, you know, looking back at all the 9 games. I know there was a lot of moving and shifting around, and that was to be as expected with everything that was going on in AA, but, you know, how everything shaked off, you know, that's kind of what it looked like it was going to be going into. I know we needed a lot of things happen to be able to move up to 6, but, you know, we kind of went in knowing that, you know, there was a good chance of us being 7 and going against Watertown or Yankton, and, you know, either of them, it doesn't matter who it is, they're both bigger than us, so we just got to continue to go out and execute and find ways and be able to move around and give them different looks.
And again, does the underdog role, I know it's a cliche, but we'll just wrap it up this. We're the 7, Watertown's 2, they're at home, they have aspirations, and, you know, nobody, we know we're the underdog, so there's no reason, put the pressure on them, make them sweat. That's the best strategy you can have in a game like this.
Yep, and hopefully, you know, we can come up with some game plans to do that and get those guys, you know, in situations where they're uncomfortable and really take advantage of those things and just execute when they are uncomfortable and make it happen.
Drew Strand, head coach here on Tiger Football. Tigers finish out the regular season at 4-5 and are the number 7 seed in the 11AA playoffs. They will travel to 2-seed Watertown Thursday again at this point. Still have not heard a kickoff time, but the game will be on the air on Tiger on Thursday. Territorial Rodeo Update brought to you by Premier Equipment is up next. Thanks for listening to Dakota Sports Saturday on KOKK.
Time now for the Top 5 Countdown. Here's your host, Monty James.
Well, the bean counters have done their work. Final tally is in the books, and the next stop is a National Finals Rodeo in Sin City, your lost wages, or Las Vegas, Nevada. They are pretty much all fitting. This year's dates, write these down now, December 5th through the 14th. I'm getting a lisp. Join us on the other side as we take a retro flashback look at the standings for the banner year of 1993. But first, a word from the fine folks at Young's Western Wear and Discount westernwear.com, purveyors of all things Western since 1928. Yep, some of my great-grandma's fondest memories were shopping online at discountwesternwear.com in the dirty 30s, allegedly.
So, I've been known to embellish stories a little, but I'm not BSing a bit about the massive inventory of quality Western wear at the Weber Ranch family-owned Young's Western Wear and discountwesternwear.com. This ain't no El Cheapo truck stop concrete cowboy shop. They are rancher-tested and rodeo-ready. Over 500 straw hats and 4,000 pairs of boots to boot. Can't make the trip to beautiful Valentine, Nebraska? It's all good. Hit discountwesternwear.com.
Free shipping on orders of over $99 at world-famous discountwesternwear.com.
Join us now as we take a sentimental journey back to the memorable year of 1993.